Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
The Irish Independent lead story, though, is clinically dead pregnant woman being kept alive. Shane Phelan's story says life support machine being used to protect unborn baby. It's an extraordinary story. Shane Phelan is the public affairs editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Ryan.
Again, it's really, we just need the A to Z of this story, if you wouldn't mind.
This is a real tragedy. We have a young woman. She's in her mid to late 20s. She's from the Midlands. Mm-hmm. And she is about 17 weeks pregnant. About a fortnight ago, she suffered a catastrophic internal injury related to a blood clot. We understand that this may have been an aneurysm or a brain hemorrhage, something of that type. And she ended up in Beaumont Hospital. Unfortunately, the doctors there were unable to save her. And she's clinically dead. She's only being kept alive by a life support machine. And presently, that's the situation. The fetus, her unborn baby, is still alive at this time. Around a week ago, she was transferred from Beaumont to Mullingar Hospital, which basically has equipment that Beaumont doesn't have in terms of fetal scanning and so on and so forth. And obviously, it's closer to we understand it's closer to where this woman's family lived, and the doctors there have something of a quandary at the moment. We understand that some members of our family are in favour of switching off the life support machine, but because of the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, which gives the rights of mothers and the unborn equal status, the doctors are reluctant to do that. And there's something of I'm reluctant to use the word, but something of a standoff emerging at the moment as to what will happen.
It is, if we could just think about the humanity of the story first before we get into the legals and constitutionals.
Sure.
Which is this poor woman, a very young lady, you know, lying there clinically dead, and a family having to walk in and out of that hospital every day, dealing with the enormity of the loss, as it were, and then the quandary of what to do next. So, what? Now we have to go coldly to the legals and the constitutionals. Are we into grey area now, or is there any class of definitive action that can be taken?
Well, I don't think it is a grey area. The advice, or at least the basic advice that is there, is that there's one life left there that can be saved, and that is the unborn child. And you know. This is a situation where the law pretty much prohibits any action which would, you know, the damage or cause the death of the unborn child. I suppose the doctors have to, they've sought further advice on this because of the concerns of the family. It's our understanding from talking to a number of sources with knowledge of this over the last evening and again this morning that the family have indicated they may seek to have this decided in the courts ultimately. But we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
So not only are they facing into this catastrophe within their family, they may have to go now and get into a legal quagmire.
That's correct, of course, if this wasn't distressing enough, I mean the whole process of going to the courts and all of that won't be pleasant either.
No, it's a very difficult story. But as Dervil MacDonald, your colleague, writes today, it will no doubt reignite, as she says, the eternal flame that is Irish abortion law. And I see the Master of the National Maternity Hospital in Holles Street, Rona Mahoney, saying that this debate is far from being over. So I suspect, Shane, you will be writing about this in days to come, at least.
I'm sure this will rumble on for some time, I would imagine. I don't think that, I don't think anyone is going to rush into any decisions at the hospital. The indications I've been given is that they want to give this as much consideration as possible. There's also other issues here as well. I mean, there's uncertainty as to the viability of the fetus, mm-hmm. whether it can be brought to an age where it can be delivered safely. At the moment, it's 17 weeks. It would require a good further length or for a further period of time and development for it to reach a stage where it could be delivered. And I suppose we don't have information on how viable a prospect that is at the moment. So that's also a consideration here which may come into play.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on it goes. We appreciate you taking a call this morning, Shane. Good to talk to you.
Right.
Thank you kindly. That's Shane Phelan, public affairs editor with the Irish Independent. He's got the story, that desperate story on the front of the Irish Independent and plenty of coverage within all the papers this morning on that.